Well, thank you for this on the British podcast. I'm quite sorry. Thank you for joining me today. Again, I apologize for our technical difficulties. It's the first time that we've used this format. Now, let's dive into it. I'm really excited that this is our first live show, and I certainly and we have a great topic today. If you remember, on Tuesday, I sent out our Twitter topic for the week, which was, do you think we have an attention span problem in America? Let me know what you think. If you're watching, drop a comment below. Do you think we have an attention span problem? I think me and my production assistant, Michael, will talk about that for a moment. What do you think, Michael?
I think we do have problems in the United States, also globally, with attention span issues. Technology has not helped out the world with having the accessibility that we have with smartphones, tablets, computers, almost at all ages now. My toddler is able to get a digital watch this last Christmas, and he's five. And I can look up the internet and download a bunch of stuff, which is great, but having a five-year-old with a pedometer built in, which is great, you're trying to encourage health, but having that digital camera right there, having the accessibility for a game, even though they're just little kid toddler games that you don't think of. But due to technology, I do feel like a lot of times we do have a lot of attention span issues.
I totally agree. As we've had become more connected to that world in a way where it has forced us to disconnect from others because we're having so much fighting for our attention.
Yeah, I'm constantly fighting for basically having my own time. It seems like myself anymore. I have two cell phones. It seems like 15 email accounts personally. Really, it's probably about seven, but still, one is enough. Facebook, social media, work, being accessible to that, my family, it's always going and being connected, just setting my phone, which is my biggest issue personally. I get bored for a second, I just hop right on it, check all my messages and everything versus 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it was completely different for me personally.
Yeah. Now I'm going to a 24/7.
I think with the phones, because for you guys who don't know, that's sort of an industry I came out of. I have about 15 years in the mobile communication industry, and so you know, my first cell phone, for example, that I sold was a $100 plan a month in the year 2000 as a flip phone StarTAC, and it dialed and it had a green screen on it, and that was the extent of it, you know. And you know, having just going from there, where, you know, you had to be home even 10 years ago in a lot of households, you had to be home to receive a phone call, you know, be home to get an email, you know, even a letter in the mail itself, if you ever got it, you know, you have to be home to be accessible. But now, we have Twitter, you know, all these, Facebook, I mean, we're on it right now, but you know, I'm all about technology and advancement in it, but as it's evolved into where it's at now, I find myself personally really connected all the time. And, you know, sometimes I'll find myself at dinner and I'm on my phone checking stuff, you know, and it's almost becoming such a natural thing that I'm always checking these things that I get distracted now. Versus 5-10 years ago, I didn't have I didn't have a smartphone, you know, but the moment I did get my first smartphone a couple of years later after, actually probably, I guess it is, it's 2017 now, so it's probably been 10 years with a smartphone, but ever since, it's, I'm always on it, you know, or my tablet.
It makes sense. I think this conversation that we just have set up on that segment very well. The moon of Mars, I want to talk about this idea of being attentive. How do we do that in work, in our interpersonal relationships, and also being attentive to ourselves? I think it's important to talk about that. But today, I want to talk about why. Why am I taking a whole moon to talk about this? And this is a personal issue for me, so I'm going to try to be pretty vulnerable here and put some of my insecurities out there. And I am a speaker at a podcaster with a pretty significant speech impairment. And that is the one thing that I could change about my disability. It wouldn't be the pain or the amount of help I need all that I can do with. It would be my best. I want everyone to be able to understand my message. I want to help people. So this is why I spent time in my black book talking about the importance of being attentive. So I get to work about a month or so ago, I posted a video to Facebook. I think it was my January update. I asked all of you if you could understand my speech and what would help you understand me better. First of all, thank you for your responses. But I realized that I have accidentally conducted a social experiment because I found that there were three categories of people who responded. It was people that had never met me and just follow me on social media. Then there were friends and family who see me all the time. And then there were people who had met me once or twice or seen me every other year. And I found it was interesting that the people who had no connection to me could understand me fine. The people who were very close to me could understand me, could they talk to me every day or close to me, but they wanted subtitles. Yeah. And then the people who kind of knew me said that they couldn't understand me at all, and they wanted subtitles. So I started thinking about what could be the cause of so many different responses. Because I know I work very hard at being understandable, especially on a podcast, I try to enunciate more than in a regular conversation. After talking to several friends, asking them what their experience what they had done. Many of them have told me, but you taught me how to listen. I ask them to go into that a little bit deeper. They said that they realized that they had to shut out everything else that is pulling for their attention. They had to not focus on what they're going to do later today or what they're going to say next. They have to focus on exactly what I'm saying. They said that it had helped them tremendously. So I've been a podcast, I can tell every bit of pettiness in my life, but I believe it also a gift. I guess to be intentional with what I'm saying, and it's a gift to the listener to have them slow down and shut out all of the distraction. So I've been getting thinking about this. I began to wonder if we're not being attentive with each other. Are we being attentive with ourselves? I'm going to dive into that more next week and tell you what I mean by that and how you can be more attentive with it. So, please join me with that. At the end of every show, I want to meet you with an action step. Something that this all boiled down to. Today, I want to ask that you join in our conversation either by tweeting me on Wednesday and Thursday after I post the Twitter topic, or join in on the comments. I admit it, I love talking to my production assistant. I want to hear from you guys. So please join in the conversation. And until next week, keep striving to break your chains. Pull yourself up that mountain. And most importantly, don't take no for an answer. Have a great week.